The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Good and bad, good and bad. Also, do we need to learn to snorkel? That's a big one. We'll do a little bit of trivia, and we're going to look at some internal struggles, get direction from internal struggles, and close it out with a modified Romans Road.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Also, politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Remember, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, we always like to take care of our sponsors, and you think, well, wait a minute. Why do you always talk about your sponsors? No, wait, really? Okay, so let me just help you out, so I'm going to make this easy. I don't get paid money to do this. I have to actually buy the time, get people to advertise. This is not they don't pay you like a boatload of money. I'll just ask Julie real fast. You making a boatload of money there in Radio Land, are you?
I am not.
Okay. Well, just join everybody else except for the top 100 hosts, because that's it. So we want to take care of our sponsors, and our first sponsor, now we have 5 other sponsor meetings in the next 2 weeks, so I am pretty excited. But our first one and our man of faith, John's our guy.
Big John.
And John is the owner of the Blessed Roofing Company. Blessed Roofing Company. Just heard the first cut on the commercial yesterday for them, and we're going to make one change because I put the wrong number in one spot. Wasn't that nice of me? Anyway, so we'll get that corrected because that was my fault. My writing is not very good. But let's talk about John, what they're doing, where they're heading. First of all, if you go to the blessedroofingcompany.com website, if you go to the website for the company, theblessedroofingcompany.com, you'll have a chance to read about the company. You'll have a chance to see their mission statement. I mean, they are committed to, of course, providing quality roofing services to all their customers in a timely and professional manner. But there's a lot of other things that you want to know about John. Let me just say that right now. The Blessed Roofing Company, they know there's lots of hail. Hail, hail, hail. Now, I did not know a lot about hail until we moved here. And now I learned all about the dings and the dangs and all the other stuff. So they do free inspections in regards to that. So that's a pretty good deal. And if you want to call them, but you're not going to be able to remember their number because your memory is almost as bad as mine, then you want to remember 469-BLESSED. 469-BLESSED. And I do want you to understand something. If you're listening right now and you're in like an office, maybe it's not your house, maybe it's an office, they also do commercial properties. So you've got this hail season coming upon everybody. They work commercial, they work residential, they do free inspections. Most importantly, the roofs are blessed. 469-BLESSED. 469 Blessed, the Blessed Roofing Company. How is that for a read? Does that really kind of, that should give me something. Hey, 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 ho, hey, ho, there's so much to cover, folks. I'm just telling you, I'm still adapting to my, it's a 1 hour show. I'm used to a 2 hour show. So I'm still trying to figure out how to put everything together. If you want to call 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. And we tell people, if you want to share a praise report, we think that's cool. If you want prayer, that's totally cool too. You want to talk about something, that's cool. If you want to call just because you want to be kind of a mashugi person, don't call. That's what I'm just saying. And if you have a complaint, your window is probably about 5 feet away. Open it up, shout out that way. Yeah, maybe you'll get something. I don't know. You are welcome to send me an email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. You're welcome to check us out on Facebook, David Spoon Media. And there's also like two other David Spoon ones, and they're linked, and I don't know how. So in one of them, I got X100, and another I got another 100. I can't figure out how that works. And then our website, davidspoon.com. And don't forget YouTube, David Spoon Media. We're making a distinction so you can know. So you have the David Spoon Experience. All of these shows are on YouTube live. They're live cast, all of them, okay? So that has people, and plus they also get recorded, so people have the opportunity to go back and watch the show. Plus, we're now doing something called the Spoon 2-Minute Christian Perspective. The Spoon 2-Minute Christian Perspective. I'm going to share a little bit about that in the second segment today, and that's the Christian elements with dealing with culture and politics and things of that nature. And that's why they're 2 minutes long, because I have a very short attention span when it comes to politics and things of that nature. So I try to just kind of say what I think, use scripture for it, and pull it all together. I do want to say one thing, and I know this is sounds kind of goofy, but I have really been praying for the show on a regular basis and very diligently, and I think that we're going to have more prayer even out for the audience. I think people are afraid of prayer from time to time because, listen, let's say you're going through something that's a physical ailment. Well, we're not the kind of people that want you to come down to the station and I'm going to throw something at your face and then I'm going to go, you know, be healed. And then you're healed, and that's the end of that. What we want to do is petition the Lord for his healing power. We do believe he heals, but he doesn't heal everybody. I think the biggest capacity or answer to that is it certainly can't hurt to ask God to help. He may say no, but he may say yes. I had a really interesting discussion with a church leader, and I said, well, if you pray for 20 people and two or three people get better, why wouldn't you pray for 20 more? Even if you're not positive it's connected, you certainly know anybody that's being restored physically is getting that from the grace of God. So it's like, well, why wouldn't you do that? Besides, push come to shove, there are very few people that don't receive prayer when they're hurting. If you're one of those people because you think that my bow tie, which I don't have, has to spin and the neon lights have to come on and then I have to dance and then make a production, that's really not how that works. What you do is you just ask the Lord to help in a situation. And sometimes he will. And it's like, why wouldn't you ask? Why would you just, you know, suffer and say nothing? Now, if you believe that your suffering is ordained of the Lord and that's what you're supposed to go through, you got to work that out between you and the Lord. But in the meantime, if you don't have all of the answers, then we can always pray and ask God to help. Okay? I'm a believer in asking for help. And I'm a believer that God's very generous. We're going to do something called God is Not the Grinch. I think we're going to do that. I don't know if I think maybe tomorrow, if not tomorrow on Friday. All right, let's get into our DDD, devotional diamond of the day. It's called good and bad. You ever had that expression? It's good and it's bad. How was your meal? Meh. Right? What's that? The French fries were good. I mean, right? Okay. Here's the good and the bad. This is a bitter pill to swallow for some believers. Okay? Now, I'm not one of those people that thinks you should wear suffering around your neck like a chain and walk around going, woe is me, it's my birthday. Okay? Because I think that's ridiculous. If any people should be full of joy, it should be the people of God. But I also don't think you should be one of those people that go to church and say, everything's always positive all the time. There's never anything painful. Everything's just great. Everything's fantastic. It's fantastic. Those people, if they're not on Ritalin, I'm amazed. And I actually had somebody say this to me after I was going through a crisis, a personal family crisis with somebody dying. Well, put on your Jesus face. So I got mad. And you know what I said? Which one? The one when he was being crucified? I bet that face wasn't smiley. So my point is, it's all of it. And so you get good and you get bad. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7 says this, the Lord sends poverty and wealth. What? Yes, I know. People that are in a prosperity gospel have just are probably, they either fainted because they thought somebody laid hands on them, or they're just freaking out one way or another. But here, if you don't like this kind of thing, stay away from the book of Ruth. It's just the whole book. Just avoid the whole thing. Because the Lord sends both. And you think, oh, no, that's ridiculous. Okay, A, I didn't write it. B, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7, the Lord sends poverty and wealth. And then the real response to that is, well, aren't we supposed to accept both and praise him in the process? And you're thinking, what are you talking about? Well, I'll give you a backup, Job 2, 9 through 10. His wife said to him, are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die. Job replied, you are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? And in all this, Job did not sin in what he said. See, here's the problem. The problem is we've associated everything good with God, everything bad with Satan. So everything good that happens is God, and everything that goes favorably is God, and everything that's bad is Satan. That's a little too, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, I know, immature. That was the word I was looking for. Because the Lord allows different seasons for different reasons. He might not tell you what those reasons are. In fact, here's something you don't know. He doesn't need to tell you. You and I, we need to trust him. Do I like those bad seasons? No. But I'm supposed to be thankful for them. I'm supposed to be thankful through them. And so are you. Okay? Hey, we'll work on it. Piece by piece, maybe we can do just a little bit better tomorrow than we did yesterday. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, and we'll be back.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
The Lord is good to me. And so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me.
Doesn't he know there's a lot of cholesterol in lard? I'm losing it here. What? The lard? What is that guy? Where is he from?
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and bam! You have your own commercial whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second commercial whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own commercial whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Then they complained to Moses, against Moses and Aaron, and they said it had been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. Oh, how quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it? Like, I don't remember being that bad.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All right, so we were just talking just a moment ago about good and bad. I wanted to do a follow-up on that because I don't want to miss this opportunity. And then we're going to talk about snorkeling. Oh, no, it's cultural. Relax. It's not just regular snorkeling, so take a deep breath. But I do want to give you a trivia question. Da-da-da, get you back on track. Here we go. All right, Johnny B. You're thinking, Johnny B. Who's Johnny B.? Johnny B., Johnny Baptist. John the Baptist. Don't be all legalistic. You can call him Johnny B. God's not going, oh no, he called him Johnny B. Relax, okay? Take a deep breath, all right? You need to save that energy for something important. What did John the Baptist, Johnny B., what were the foods that Johnny ate? There's two things specific. What were the foods that Johnny ate? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I just want to do a quick follow-up on that good and bad, because we talked about understanding that we should accept good and bad from the Lord. I think there's a little bit of misunderstanding on how we should be petitioning the Lord. There's a great passage in Proverbs chapter 3. I'm actually going to pull out the old New American Standard and read this from Proverbs chapter 30. And this is verse 7. It says, two things I ask of thee, do not refuse me before I die. Keep deception and lies far from me. I think there's a whole political party that missed that one. And give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be hungry and want to steal and curse the name of the Lord. You see, you can be too hungry and then you'll curse God, or too full, and then you'll forget God. So in wisdom, in Proverbs chapter 30, verses 7, 8, 9, and 10, actually it's 7, 8, and 9, there's an admonition for us to recognize, hey, you need a balance there. You don't want to have too little where you're cursing God. You don't want to have too much where you forget God. Oh, Lord, help me with my needs, but don't give me too much because I'm not very good at that. And don't give me too little because I'm even worse with that. And again, I hearken unto those, hearken, a good old-fashioned King James word. I hearken unto those that are like, oh, but if I could just win the lottery, even if it's just $1 million, forget it, just $100,000 lottery, I'll give $90,000 to the Lord. So what are you really saying? You just want the Lord to give you 10 grand? Is that what you're saying? Then just say it. Just saying. I mean, don't, you know. And in that process, by the way, we were talking about Job and his wife and how he says, hey, should we accept good from God and not trouble? And the Bible says, and all this, Job did not sin. He did not sin because he did not complain. Ouch. That's where you go. I'm sorry, Lord. Listen, don't tell me you haven't complained. And oh, by the way, internal complaining where you don't voice it, still guilty. You're thinking, if I was God, I wouldn't run it this way. Exactly. Exactly God's point. So good and bad, either way, we should be praising the Lord. Why? Everything works out for good to those that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Ephesians 5, in all things, they work out for good. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, 5:18, 19, and 20. Verse 20, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Would you like to know the will of God? Be thankful. Because everything you got beyond 1 second of consciousness, and including 1 second of consciousness, is a gift. And you didn't deserve it, and you didn't earn it. That's just the reality check. Although every time I think of Job's situation, I do think, you know, the wife was really bitter, but you don't hear a lot about the wife. She lost the money too. She lost the kids too. I would think that was tough. But Job had it right. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Right?
All right.
Let's talk about snorkeling. You're thinking, why? On the YouTube channel, I did a short YouTube, the Spoon 2-Minute Christian Perspective today on snorkeling. Now, it wasn't actually snorkeling per se, but an amazing thing happened. Have you ever heard of a company called NASA? Maybe you've heard of NASA and maybe not. Oh, by the way, do we have somebody call on the trivia?
It was Brittany. She wanted to tell us about our car's warranty.
Okay, about our what?
Our car's warranty.
Oh, okay, good. That's good to know.
Answer your question.
No, trivia question. Just going to throw that again. What kind of food did Johnny B. eat? It's in Matthew. Matthew, it's an early phase of Matthew if you want to give me an answer on that. But if you want a car warranty, I guess they called the wrong number. Okay.
Yeah, it was a recording.
Next time, put her on.
It's a recording.
Oh, that's too bad. I'll just have them go on the air. Hi, are you saved? That's what I would ask. Anyhow, so going back to this snorkeling, so NASA, have you ever heard of NASA? They do this space stuff. So, now, before you get mad at me, my brother-in-law works for JPL, okay? I hope it's not JLP. No, it's JPL. And he helped write the Mars program for the thingy-mabobber that landed on Mars. So when we say in our family life there's a rocket scientist, there actually is a rocket scientist in our family. Well, NASA, they do these pictures from space. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not. They do these pictures from space, and in space they tell you, hey, this is growing or this is shrinking or this is shrinking or this is growing or whatever the case may be. And so for the last 4 years they've been saying, oh, the biggest glacier, it is shrinking at this incredible rate. And they just came back with a report the other day. It was either yesterday or the day before. And on that report, you know what they said? They said it's not shrinking. The ice, the glacier, is growing. So for 4 years, does that mean there's a phone call? Okay. And I'm going to push this button. Is this going to work? Okay, I hope it works. All right, here we go. Here we go. Hello? Welcome to the David Spoon Experts. Who am I talking to?
Leonard.
Hi, what's happening, Leonard? How you doing? Do you have an answer for us on the trivia?
Give me some tougher questions, man.
Okay. Now that's a fair one. Give me some tougher. I love Leonard. Leonard is the guy that I'm going to give those really deep questions to. Like, without looking in your Bible, name all of the gems on the 12 gems in Revelation.
Now that's a good question.
Yeah,
I can't answer that.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, no, give me an answer. What is it? What did he eat?
Locust and wild honey.
That's right. What a diet, right? Great job.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to you because we're going to be doing some real tough ones, and we're going to be giving away prizes. And those prizes, I'm serious, we're going to mail out like gift cards. So I want you to keep in tune. I love that you listen. I love that you know. I promise you the next one will be harder. Not quite as hard as the one I give. But get ready.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. God bless you. All right. So Leonard stepping in again. Thank you, sir. Very kindly for him to do that. He's been very gracious to us, and we really appreciate that. We appreciate people that listen and participate. Okay, so let's go back to this snorkeling concept. So NASA is like, oh, guess what? This ice thing that was receding, it's growing. What that means, so you can know, is what they thought was happening was that in the ice caps, all the glaciers were melting. And they thought they were melting, and that was really important because if they were melting, there could be problems, right? However, they found out they were growing, increasing. So the ice mass is increasing. So what does that mean? Well, that means that global warming, now watch this, and climate change, and don't let anybody ever tell you different. The word climate means weather pattern. So they go, well, climate change doesn't have to do with weather pattern. That is the exact definition of it, by the way. And they did that on CNN. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with it. Weather patterns don't have anything to do with climate. That is the actual definition of the dictionary. So that just tells you how far out you can go on this stuff. But the bottom line is the idea that the ice caps would melt brought about this concept that all of the waters in the world would rise up, and at some point we'd all be underwater. Remember Al Gore? Remember that whole thing? Well, here's a little problem for Mr. Gore, where it says this, and God spoke to Noah and to his sons and said, behold, I myself do establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you. And as he's talking, he tells them in Genesis 9:11, he says, I will establish my covenant with you, and all flesh will never be cut off by the water of the flood, neither shall there again be a flood to destroy the earth. After the Noah experience, God said, nah, the world is never going to be washed out again. So when you have people saying, well, the polar ice caps are melting and we're all going to be underwater, well, either they're right or God's right, but you can't have both. Do you get that? In other words, global warming, it's not that the temperature won't go up by half a degree in the next 300 years. Not that I care, but that's not the point. The point is there's a desperateness out there. And if you go to the videos on YouTube, you get a chance to see the video I did on it. It's really simple. God said, yeah, it's never going to flood on the earth the way it did before, ever again. And then you got these other people going, no, we say that the polar caps are going to melt and we're all going to be snorkeling. And God said, no. Thousands of years ago, before they came up with this stuff. It's just like, yeah, you both can't be right. Let's see. God, who created the heavens and the earth, who actually has a heaven to put me in, or somebody who's making $225,000 a year on television because they got a lot of makeup on and they're super irritating. Yeah. I'm going to go God on this. I'm going to go the creator of the universe, probably. Call me insane. Call me nutty. I'm going to go with it's never going to flood that way again. I'm not even getting into the science, and I don't mind if people want to do a great job of trying to clean up some things on the planet, but don't tell me the polar ice caps are melting and that we're all going to be snorkeling. Because that ain't so. Because the Bible tells me so. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Take a short break. We'll be back.
All of mankind, destroying everyone and everything they find.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
It's because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven.
I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
What can you do?
Well, you recognize as your brother that just hearing you say that I hoodwinked you is, of course, satisfaction for me alone. So it's not like I need something beyond that. I think that works for me. And it's on the air and it's recorded. Back to the dust with thee.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 972-445-0770. Shout out to Leonard for getting that trivia question right. Good job, man. 972-445-0770. If you want to reach the show, there's a couple ways to go about it. You can stand on your roof and go, Ebbet! Nobody will hear you, but it certainly would be funny. You can go to Facebook and make some kind of post on Facebook, David Spoon Media. You can go to YouTube, do the same kind of thing. You can send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and then you can go to davidspoon.com. My son is actually working on building me a new website, so we'll tell you when that's all set. It's a really nice looking, but there's some things that don't work. So I got my wife going through it going, So she's going to fix some of that. I did want to make sure that you do not forget that it is okay to smile. It does, in fact, take more of your muscle tone to frown than it does to smile. So something good to know. So to that effect, every so often we throw in a joke. I understand that Don Jr. every once in a while thinks, it's not funny. But what's great about that is Don Jr. and my wife can get in a room and have coffee and they can both agree on something because most people don't think it's funny. But I think it's funny. See the problem there? Therein lies the problem. So what is it that I think is funny? Well, these kind of things. Where are freeways mentioned in the Bible? Where are freeways mentioned about? Now, Leonard's probably going, wait. But it's a joke, so you got to wait with me. Where are freeways mentioned in the Bible? And you guys will appreciate this. It's where it says the Lord made every creeping thing. Because a freeway creeps along very slowly because there's so much traffic. See? Come on, that's not bad. David played a dishonest musical instrument. What was it? Not a harp, but starts with an L, has a Y in it, has an R in it, and an E. The lyre. See? Dishonest. That's right. And which Old Testament prophets were blind? Ezra, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Jonah, Nahum, and Habakkuk, because none of them have eyes in their names. They're all blind. See, they don't have. It might not be funny in this case. Perhaps not so much. Here's something I want to talk about. So I always do this. When I'm doing a radio show, I want to kind of communicate what I'm going through. Literally at the same time, you know, I'm making phone calls to people saying, hey, I'd like to meet with you and talk to you about the David Spoon Experience and looking for sponsorship. So you go through this process and it has its challenges. Not everybody that you talk to on the phone is pleased to hear from you. I don't know if you have ever been to Thanksgiving dinner, but it's kind of like that. And so I'm going through that process. But every once in a while we're working on something – there's something inside me, like a little bell that goes ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Yeah. Only it's the one I'm in between my eyes. And I'm thinking, and I don't know if you've done this or not, but there's several excellent biblical methods for getting direction. Not the least of which is to ask God to give you directions. You're talking to, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously and without finding fault. And that's really important, because if God wanted to rip you apart because of your faults, he could do that. That's not what he's into. He's not looking to do that. He will grant you wisdom. You're supposed to ask. You know, the scriptures give us wisdom, of course. The times of prayer and devotion, counsel is just a great place to get insight and direction, isn't it? I mean, you talk to somebody and you will have this experience at some point, because the Lord kind of sets it up this way, kind of those divine appointments. But you're talking to somebody and they're like, oh, I just went through that, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened. And you're like going, man, I'm glad I'm talking to you. This is going to save me a lot of time or heartache or whatever. So you get that there's counsel. Sometimes you go to church and the pastor will preach a sermon, or your Bible study will be focused on a particular area, and you're like, I needed that exactly, because I needed to get insight on this. I just had a friend that I talked to this morning that I've gone through schooling with. He's a pastor of a church. This particular church is having an issue, and there was a case study done in schooling, and in that schooling, in that case study, it kind of talked about different approaches. And it's amazing for him, because he is, as a pastor, having to deal with something that has a lot of similarity. So it spoke to him. It really gave him some direction and some insight. And don't – I need to tell you a story about this pastor. His daughter got in trouble for something that she didn't do. And we're going to talk about this under the guise of political correctness, which, by the way, PC – just stands for progressive corruption, not political correction. So we're going to deal with that later on. That's just – wait. Let me give you this. You've probably not heard this before. Political correctness is man's attempt to establish his own righteousness apart from the righteousness that comes from Jesus Christ. It's man seeking to be righteous on his own without God, and that's why it's so confusing. It's like, well, wait, you can say this, you can't say this. You can say part of this. Now you can't say this. Well, you can't say this. You can say this. I could do it, but I shouldn't do it. I should do it, but I shouldn't. By the time you're done, you're like going, huh? I'm leaving. You know, it's like you have no idea what's going on. Well, that's man establishing his own righteousness apart from the righteousness that comes from Christ. And it's just all confusing and stuff like that. But okay, back to where I was going. I do that, by the way. I veer off. So I'm sitting there and I'm looking at trying to get direction for the Lord. And I'm, like I said, there's all these great counsel ideas. There's, you know, like I said, scripture and fellowship and prayer and talking to others. And circumstances are a tremendous teacher in our lives. Our circumstances, both positive and negative, tend to be great teachers. If you look at 1 Peter chapter 1 and James chapter 1, you find out that sometimes the testing of our faith is a purifying process that makes us better in our faith than we would have been without that testing. I didn't say we like it. I just said we go through it. But there's another place that doesn't get talked a lot about because it has some inherent flaws in it, and I want to talk about that. And that's that bell. Can you play that bell again that we played before? The one? Yeah. That's the one that's inside. That's what I'm talking about. My bell's actually a little louder on the inside, which is sad, right? I'm not saying do it louder, I'm just saying mine's just so loud it goes, you know. Here is something that Paul said in 2 Corinthians that I find fascinating. He's talking to the Corinthian church. He's writing a second letter. He's already kind of gone through some of the process. And so in the beginning of the letter, in chapter 2, he says, to whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. Indeed, what I have forgiven, if you have forgiven anything, I did it for your sakes in the presence of Christ, in order that no advantage may be taken of us by Satan, for we're not ignorant of his schemes, which tells you and tells me, hey, Satan has a lot of schemes which are kind of what we would call evil plans. And we're not ignorant of that. But look at verse 12 in 2 Corinthians. Now, when I came to Troas for the gospel of Christ, and when a door was opened to me in the Lord, I had no rest for my spirit, not finding Titus, my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went on to Macedonia. Listen to this breakdown. There's a little bit of expository review on this. Listen to what he says. He said, I went to Troas for the gospel. So, good intent, right? I mean, yeah, sure. It's going to the, you know, let's say he's going to, what's a city like Troas? So he's going to, I don't want to use Austin. That doesn't seem right. He's going to Memphis. He's going to Memphis, Tennessee, and he's going to Memphis, and it's for the gospel. And he even says, and a door was opened for me in the Lord. Now, this doesn't mean that this was the only open door or any of the, it's just that there was an opportunity, a way to get there, a way to process and go there. He took it. There was an open door. He didn't feel like God was opposed to it. In fact, he knew God was about to teach him. That's what you get in the rest of this. So a door was open for my Lord. Sometimes there would be opportunities, but not every opportunity is the right opportunity. Not every thing that you engage with is always the right one. There's a classic salesman pitch that says not every sale is a good sale and not every dollar is a good dollar. And that's just a reality. I was working with some Christian investments and I got my in-laws involved in them. Guess what was a bad dollar? Getting my in-laws and coordinated a Christian investment. Oops, right? So it's been years and years and years, and I'll pay for that years and years and years. Man, that's tough stuff, right? It was an open opportunity. We took it. Bad move on my part. So door was open for him in the Lord. Verse 13, I had no rest for my spirit. Every other translation, not every other, most other translations was I had no peace. I had turmoil within. I had no peace of mind. He wasn't comfortable. It didn't sit right. You cannot always use this, but you can't completely disregard this as an area in your life where God will lead and guide and direct you. And so he said, I had no rest for my spirit, not finding Titus, my brother. He didn't get to what he was trying to accomplish. Somehow it wasn't matching up. It wasn't lining up. And so he left. Now, he doesn't sit there and write a big paper on, I never should have went to Troas in the first place. Oh, I was confused, right? He just went through the situation and was like, ding, ding, ding. This just doesn't, this isn't working. This isn't right. There's something off here. So he left. And you would think, well, you know, that's, you know, he was just doing that for the gospel. I think it's in scripture for us that every once in a while, that little dinger inside of your head, that's the Holy Spirit going, knock, knock, knock. This is not cool. This is not where you want to be. Now, again, I warn you. I mean, I'm actually warning you. You can't use this in every circumstance. This is a single element in guidance. But it's a good one. And you shouldn't drown it out. And you can always say, Lord, I need you to confirm this so I can make sure I'm doing the best I can and where I'm going. But don't knock down that little inside ding, ding, ding. I used to call it my spidey senses. And then I became a Christian. So now it's my spirit senses. Okay, gonna take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know, so you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
To the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let you know you want to reach the show, go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. You can go to the website, davidspoon.com. You can send an email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Go to YouTube, David Spoon Media. What we do is we live stream the YouTube, then we just put it on the YouTube channel, and it records it, and then it loads it, and then you can look at it anytime. I think that's kind of cool. Now, am I a big fan on some of these big tech companies? No. But you want to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, so you want to make sure to take advantage of what you can take advantage of without breaching, and that's kind of the direction we're going. See, I always found it amazing that Jesus, he was I don't think people really understand how powerful the movement of Jesus was in his time. Keep in mind that there was no telephone, there was no pigeon carrier service, there was no Pony Express, there was nothing like that. And within a very, very short time, and specifically just a healing or two, Jesus was so well known throughout the land. It's like, wow. Back in a day when that didn't happen, when a rumor of war would take 8 months just to find out about. Now, if there's a rumor of war, it takes about 8 seconds. Right? When he's talking about the end times, or he's talking about the last days, and as we're closing in, it's like there will be wars and rumors of wars. Now you hear rumors of wars before they start. It's like, what? A little bit of mass communication prophecy there, but deal with that some other time. Tomorrow, I think we're going to probably do the discussion on God not being the Grinch. You think, well, now that's just ridiculous. Yeah, it certainly is that we treat God like he's the Grinch. You're right. It is ridiculous. We'll deal with that. But right now, I want to do Romans Road, and I want you to understand what Romans Road is. So this is actually theologically and historically not as new as you would think, but what happened is in the 60s and the 70s, and especially in the Jack Chick Tract era, which is the guy that wrote all those little tracks, and they were some brutal, tracks. Anyway, that was really the explosion of the Romans Road getting into the hands of Christians. And what that Romans Road is, for those that are not sure, you're Christian and you're like, what is that? What is that all about? Is that is how to walk somebody through making a decision for Jesus Christ, right through the scriptures, just using Romans. That's why it's called the Romans Road. See how that, see how it works? It's all these nifty little things, right? So there is some modifications. I want to give you the modifications for the Romans Road. This is a fun modification, and I have something to say for those that have heard the gospel 10,000 times, and every once in a while I'll go, oh, not another gospel plea. I don't want to hear them doing that whole altar call thing again. I just want to make sure you're on the same page with me. So that thing that saved you from going to hell and gave you an opportunity to spend eternity with Jesus Christ, you don't want other people repeating so that somebody who has never had that experience can get that opportunity? Is that what you're saying? That you hear it too much? It's a good thing when you heard it the first time, somebody wasn't thinking, oh, no, not again. Let's skip that. Or you wouldn't get saved. Oh, see how that works? Like, yikes. Stop being mean, Dave. I haven't had lunch.
That's my excuse.
Romans Road. First of the Romans Road is what we call the reality. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many is all? All. It's these big theological words you got to watch. All and every. What does this mean? This means this. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. What have they done? Sinned. What is sin? Missing the mark. That means that compared to God, you didn't get there. And compared to animals, you probably didn't get there either, because man is unique in his sinfulness. And we fall short of the glory of God. Here is an illustration for sports people into basketball. You are one day old and still laying on your mom's stomach. Next to you is Michael Jordan in his prime with a basketball in his hand. Time to play. What? You can't get up and play basketball at the same level of Michael Jordan because you're one day old and you're on your mom and they just cut the umbilical cord and he's in his prime and can dunk putting his hand over his face? Right. So that's about how far short illustration-wise, and it's greater than that, but that's a nice picture. You get it. Like, okay, I got it. That's like, yeah, way far away. And so as a result of that sin, Romans chapter 6, 23a, if you ever hear somebody use a verse and they say A, B, C, or D, it's the different sections in a verse. Romans 6, 23a says, the wages of sin is death. In other words, if all have sinned and we fall short of the glory of God, the result of that is sin results in death. There's a price to pay. All have fallen short. All have sinned, and the wages of that sin is death. The remedy, that second half of that verse, Romans 6:23b, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So here's the problem. We're all sinners, and we all fall short. The result of that falling short is we are going to die, and there will be eternal separation from God. That's the bad news, and that is bad news. Bad, bad, bad. The good news is there is a gift that God gives of eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Romans chapter 5, 8 says, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Even though you and I were horrible, terrible. And you're thinking, well, whatever, that's all the people before Jesus. If you understand that God is an interlinear being, not a linear being, it's a philosophical discussion for another time, you understand that God looks at all of humanity in mass. And in looking at it in mass, we are all sinners. and the only substitution for our sin was the gift that God gave. That is the righteous life of Jesus Christ to take our stead, our place. Here is the response, Romans 10:9-10. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. So your heart believes, your mouth confesses. When people go, well, you don't have to confess that. Yes, you do. Well, what if you can't? I think God knows what extenuating circumstances are. Hello? Romans 10:13. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Salvation is just waiting for people to call. The gospel in a verse, as we wind it down, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him, by the way, the word believes is continual, not a one time, but a continual belief, that whoever believes, with an S at the end of it, whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. God gave you Jesus Christ so that by believing in Jesus, that continual belief, you will not be separated from God for eternity. That is the gift of God. And that is the Romans road. It's just one book. You go through about five verses and you figure out we're lost. We're in big trouble because we're lost. God has a gift for us. That gift is in Jesus Christ. I need to believe that with my heart. I need to confess that with my mouth. Okie dokie, now I'm saved. And you're like, yes, but where are all the good works? Well, they ain't there. Silly. And it's like, well, what about all this? What about all this? Okay, let's go back to it. Okay? Same thing. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God's not going to give you a second system. This is the system. This is it. Get on board. God has a bus. It's going to eternity in a great way. Get on the bus. That's it. There's nothing. Well, it should be like this, or it should be like this. Well, congratulations. When you become God, you can declare what that is. But you're not. So until then, and until you have a heaven to put everybody in, be quiet. God has made it clear. Eternal life is in Jesus Christ. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Bam! I really like that expression. Bam! Think of it in those terms, okay? All right, tomorrow, probably dealing with God is not the Grinch, plus whatever unique cultural aspect arises our way. I hope you have a blessed rest of the day. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station. More insanity with Spoonanity tomorrow.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.